This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. With the stock market booming, there's no shortage of companies looking to cash in. They're selling their stock to investors for the first time in IPOs, initial public offerings. 116 IPOs so far this year. That's up about a third from this time last year. 12 this week alone. So what's going on? Josh Brown is Vice President of Investments at Fusion Analytics. Josh, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
What's up with the IPO market? Why is it doing so well this year?
Well, I think there's a demand aspect to it, because if you look at the two areas where we're seeing the most deals, one plays into the whole search for yield, and then the other are social media deals. So Twitter and Dropbox are now in the queue, lined up to go public, and people are now looking at Facebook. It's back above its IPO price, so they're looking for the next deal. So I think between those two aspects, that's why you're seeing so many companies come and get a favorable reaction.
So you said the F word, Facebook. It IPO'd, the price went down, it's come back up. Has that given people confidence?
So IPO for about a year and a couple of months was a dirty word in Silicon Valley. People looked at the reception that Zuckerberg got and they said, that's not for me. But the mindset is changing, as a result, you're seeing more companies waiting in the wings and not ashamed of it.
A lot of people hear the word IPO and, you know, maybe they think of the 90s when you had this first wave of tech companies. How is this different?
First of all, it's not all technology companies. And second of all, there are companies coming public that are older, you know, more established names. We went through this period, Lizzie, where IPOs became a dirty word because so many of them were private equity exits. So, for example, a hotel chain that a private equity firm owned, it was off the market. This was their chance to get liquid, sell it, and take in the cash. That was what went on for a lot of the last few years, but that's changing. Now you're seeing companies come and tap the market that are doing so for the right reason, which is to grow, which is to take advantage of the fact that the markets are improving, raise some money, open new stores, hire people. It's a very positive sign.
So no bubble then?
No. I mean, you have to have lived through prior IPO bubbles to know just how tame this one is. When you start seeing the window gaping wide open and a new IPO every day, maybe we can have that discussion, but we're not quite there yet. I would say this is extraordinarily healthy activity for the early stages of an economic recovery.
Josh Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you.